You were operating in the public sector, in a non-governmental organisation. How receptive was the audience within EA to consider the concepts of suppliers and customers? How well did that resonate and how well was it understood?
If you just use the terminology of suppliers and customers, generally it didn't go down that well, particularly the concept of custom. Well, what we do is we comply with regulations. That's what we do, essentially. We enact the law. So someone has set down a standard, and that's what we do. So to this day, one of the most interesting projects I think we did, we prosecuted people. I've done that myself in the past. So people who transgress environmental regulations, we had the power to prosecute, which we've done. Mm-hmm. It's an incredibly inefficient and often ineffective process. And it used to take a long time. Sort of, I think the average time was about 18 months from when the offence was detected to when we actually got a resolution in court, when it went to court. And we knew this wasn't acceptable. So I had to persuade the organisation, look, our customers are people we prosecute.
Okay.
Because they have an expectation from us. They might not want to be our customers. I am absolutely sure they don't want to be our customers for this particular service. Mm. But the reality is they were. So we said, and what we want to do is we want to interview those customers to see what sort of service they got from us. It took a heck of a lot of, no, they're not customers, they're criminals. Okay. You know, they're not, you know, and they have no rights to a good service, you know. It was,
and it could turn the concept of customer delight on its head.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.